goodness, here she's got a banjo, she's got a guitar, she's got her voice, and she's got details on tonight's show. Song Space at First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh. She'll be with us next hour. It's the Matt Flinner Trio here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And we're just a few moments away from having Emily Pinkerton join us this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about tonight's show and about what she's been up to and a whole lot more. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Him a little evening. shiny thing.
That is from an absolutely beautiful album that I would encourage you to explore more. It's called Song of Our Native Daughters. I still think of it as new, but it was released in 19, Rhiannon Giddens, Layla McCullough, Allison Russell, and Amethyst Kia. Together. And the song we played is called You're Not Alone. Thanks for being here. In just a moment, live music on the radio with Emily Pinkerton.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
I forget where I was reading this. It might have just been in a bio on the Early Maze website, but Emily was described as leading a double life for her extensive work with music from Chile and her time there, as well as her time in the Early Maze. Am I right?
Triple, quadruple, I don't know what you want to call it.
I know the feeling. I'm glad you're here on what is a super busy day.
Yes, I'm so happy to be here. It's good to be with familiar faces in a place I really love in this world.
Oh, thanks. It is something to be out and about again, isn't it? And tonight, you have a chance to be out and about with Emily and other members of the Early Maze. There's a brand new EP called Prettiest Blue, and we'll play some tracks from it a little bit during this hour, too. But Emily was kind enough to bring a banjo and a guitar and her voice to play in her own right. You've got to be excited about the show tonight.
I'm really happy. It's a calm kind of happy, but it's a big happy, you know. It's been a long time coming, you know. Things got delayed and COVID related and even more, and it's so much work to put out an album anyway. So it feels really good, and last I heard tickets are selling fast, so that also feels really good. It feels good to come back to Pittsburgh, a place that like really still feels like my home, even though I moved away, and is long time home for Ellen and Nicole too. So
we did link to the website and we have it up on our Facebook page too, but Ellen Goshen will be here tonight, and also Nicole Myers. Yeah, from Cello Fiori.
Yes.
Is part of the group too. And you'll hear great harmonies and musicianship. And I'll ask you now.
Yeah.
Typically, we begin with music.
Yeah.
You were just on Mountain Stage recently.
We're about to be on Mountain Stage for the second time. We were on pre-COVID. After the release of our last album.
Okay.
And now we're coming back. So
I'm
super duper excited.
That's coming up.
August 28th, and then the broadcast will be the next month.
Ooh, I might have to see if
venture
I can make
down
it.
To Charleston,
yeah,
let us know.
Larry Gross did such an incredible job with Mountain Stage, which is a program heard nationally now, but that started on West Virginia Public Radio. I remember that show from its first episode, before it was actually syndicated the way it is now. And what a great host in Kathy Mattea when Larry decided to, you know, slow down a little bit. She has just been wonderful as part
of that show.
But I was excited. I didn't realize you were on pre-COVID, but when I saw you were going to be on, I guess it's now in August, was thinking it was like just last night.
In an ideal world, they were trying to see if they could get us on before the release, but August is good enough for me, man.
And
we'll be with Lori Lewis, who she was there, you know, on the bill the last time we played too. So it's really cool.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And that's in Charleston, West Virginia. That's the Charleston we were referring to. Why don't we get you, you're all banjoed up here. What would you like to play?
I'm going to play an old song. I know we're going to play some tracks from the EP, so I'm going to play stuff from the last album a little bit. And this is called Sayo.
What a beautiful song. And I don't know the origin of that song. It goes back. And I wasn't texting a friend.
I was trying
to look it up as you were. But it goes back.
It's from Chase the Sun. I forget if that was 16 or 17, you know? That's how long it's been since our last album. You know,
wow.
We did the single we did was before that album. Yeah.
But is it your song or is
it? Yes.
Okay.
That's my song. Yes.
That's why. It sounds like a traditional song that goes back 100 years. I did not. Because we might. Which album is?
That's Chase the Sun.
The album is Chase the Sun. Yeah. We might not have Chase the Sun.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
I'll double check because I was looking to see if I'm thinking.
I will remedy that. I'm so sorry.
I'll double check. It may be that our filing system, I think I looked. What a pretty, pretty song.
Thank you.
How did the early Mays get started?
Oh, my gosh. You know, everything's a bit of serendipity and deliberateness. You know what I mean? I love singing. I love singing harmonies. I had a trio of vocal harmony folk group in high school, a band called Trillium. And we had, I mean, they're still my best friends to this day. But I don't know, after years of kind of singing quasi by myself or in bands where I was mostly me just singing, not really tons of harmony or anything. I saw Ellen Goshen perform. I saw Judith Avers perform. And I don't know. I really admired both of them, and I was—I forget what my title was at the time—but I was music staff at First Unitarian Church, and was really excited for we were starting a late night Christmas service. I love late night Christmas Eve services. It's just—I just really enjoy it. So I was really excited to be picking the music for that, and then I thought, oh, let's do some gorgeous Appalachian Christmas thing. And I thought of Judith and I thought of Ellen, and I just called them and said, hey, I know we don't know each other at all, but would you want to try this? And we tried it, and it just little by little, it turned into a Christmas album and then turned into a regular album. And yeah, and it's been 10 years. It's been 10 years. Of
Yeah, I remember that now. Yeah. I forgot about the Christmas.
Yeah.
The program that night, and you said something to make me think that you're not living in Pittsburgh now.
I do not live in Pittsburgh. Isn't that terrible?
It's okay, but I didn't realize you moved. Where are you now?
I moved to Albany almost 4 years ago. Can you believe it?
Wow! Everything. Yeah. It's interesting now because we've come up with ways to stay close makes it hard to sometimes realize.
Well, it didn't hurt that the first couple of years after I moved away, I was back probably 5 times a year, including for an entire summer. So a lot of people, I think, had the impression I had not been gone because I kept showing up. But, I mean, I wouldn't have it any other way. I mean, I have so much family here. I have so many friends that are family. So it's my place. You know?
Jay, I don't know if you know Jay Hitt, singer, songwriter. Jay lives in New York now.
Oh, neat.
And I think a little bit further north. And I had been writing back and forth with Jay. We were talking about a lot of things. And then I asked him if he would come take a look at something for me. And he said, well, I could, but did you know I moved? And I had no idea that he had left.
Yeah, yeah.
So tonight it's you and Ellen and Nicole, together.
Yeah.
And the show is part of the Song Space series.
Yes.
It starts at 7.
7:30.
I was going to say it's either 7 or 8. 7:30 is perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Old Whitetail is opening up for you.
Yes.
And she's a great singer, songwriter in her own right. And it'll be a nice evening of women. It couldn't.
And new connections, too. You know what I mean? It's really nice to meet new folks.
Yeah, absolutely. So consider heading out there. The First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh is at Ellsworth and Morewood. Mm-hmm. And easy to find, easy to park, and a great sanctuary for music. Just beautiful acoustics there.
Have you found better acoustics in Pittsburgh, Brian?
Let me hang on, Brian. I'm going to make for really bad acoustics if I don't turn a mic on.
Oh, there I am.
Brian Junker is here, who helps coordinate, who does coordinate the Song Space series.
It's one of the best spaces as far as natural acoustics is concerned. Yeah. The sanctuary at First Unitarian is a wonderful space. There are concert halls that are better in Pittsburgh, but you guys are frowning at me. I'm trying to be nice here, but
no, I'm not frowning.
But yeah, it's a great space, and we're really looking forward to it. I will say that Emily mentioned earlier that tickets are going fast. We have the most pre-sales for this concert that I've seen in probably 5 or 6 years.
Wow!
And the pre-sales at songspace.brownpapertickets.com are ending at 12:30, not too long after this show ends. So I'd say get in and get a advance ticket if you can. We'll be selling tickets at the door, but given the pre-sales, I won't be surprised if we sell out.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
So don't be left out. It'll be a very, very special night, I think, for a lot of reasons to do that. Why don't we play one from the?
Yeah.
I was gonna say we can play one, and I'm gonna let you pick it.
Let's kick it off with Ellen. We haven't heard Ellen's voice yet. Let's do the Ballad of Johnny Fall.
Okay, it's funny. I don't know. You couldn't tell from there that I had that highlighted, but I did.
Oh, perfect.
That was the one I was actually thinking of. Anything we should know about the song?
No, just soak in the story, and we can talk about it afterwards.
Sounds good. Here. Brand new, it'll be released officially tonight, the EP, The Ballad of Johnny Fall, The Early Maze, and Ellen Goshen's beautiful voice. Isn't that beautifully recorded? That is the Ballad of Johnny Fall, The Early Maze. And you can hear Nicole's cello, and you can hear Emily's banjo. I don't know if Ellen was playing.
She's singing on that one. It's kind of rare that we don't all have an instrument in our hands, but that one's just, you know, banjo, cello, voice.
And Ellen's voice is exquisite.
Yes.
And you can hear all three tonight along with Old Whitetail ahead of them, 7:30 at First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh. What's, I guess, the origin story for this EP? Were you working on this pre-pandemic?
Oh, yeah. It was in the can, as they say, pre-pandemic. It was all recorded. And I think we even got the mixing done within the first year of the pandemic, but we were just... ambivalent might not be the right word, but just like confused, like when do we release this? I don't know what feels right as far as timing goes. And, you know, like our own works were exploding and we were all virtual, you know, just life was very, very strange. And I think we kind of felt like we didn't want to put it out there in the world if we couldn't usher it in with perfect care, you know? So I feel happy that even if it's taken, you know, 2 years longer than expected, that we're here. I'm here physically with it. I'm going to physically be with my community to celebrate it. It feels right.
Yeah, it's tough to figure out how do you navigate those times. We have a project that we're kicking off next week where we have about 30 teens that are going to be visiting Allegheny County's regional assets. And they'll be doing stories about each of the 100 assets and interviews, reviews, audio tours, et cetera. That project has been in the on-deck circle, a rare use of a sports analogy, incidentally, by me. That project has been one we've wanted to start since late 2019.
Yeah.
In fact, we started it as a pilot, and then once the pandemic came, we said we can't do this. The idea was to get our reporting corps physically in these places so that they could experience them and bring their impressions to the greater community. And the Regional Asset District, who is funding the project and who funds our program here as well, has been really patient with us,
but
just didn't seem right to do it. And finally, we have enough confidence that we can get started.
That's wonderful. It looks beautiful in here. I don't know, like, if the general public can come visit or if you'll have events, but it's gorgeous inside here.
We are due to have a few more. Thank you to have a few more open houses. Yeah, we built this thing during the pandemic too, and oh my gosh. If I hear the word supply chain delays or the term supply chain delays one more time. You know, we have little studio booths here. Maybe you've seen pictures just to help Emily and I, you know, we're referring to these booths. Those came from Helsinki, Finland.
Oh, wow.
Those were here before anything else.
Yeah.
It was things like lumber and paint and other things that were just really hard to get.
Yeah.
But we're happy it's all here and done. And it's so bright and cheerful here now, which is different. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Emily Pinkerton is here. She is one third of the Early Mays. She is an Early May. In Early Mays is M-A-Y-S. We're not talking about young corn. It's early.
Common mistake. That's
Mays.
Okay.
I know. I want to be sure. You know, spelling doesn't count in radio. And this is album three or four?
One, two, three, four?
Four. I think.
Yeah.
And it's called Prettiest Blue.
Yeah.
And why don't we play another song from the album, and then we'll have you play some more. What would you pick out of
what? Let's do track two.
Track two.
On a Dying Day.
But thank you. I was going to say, I don't have them numbered here. Anything we should listen for in this?
This is a song I wrote. It's like several songs I've written. I have Lake Michigan in mind, you know, and... I'm going to say too much if I say anything. So
no,
just,
it's
good. Soak this one into.
Good to have songs sing for themselves. Brian Junker is here too, who curates the Song Space series.
Mm-hmm.
just beautiful. That's On a Dying Day from Prettiest Blue, the Early May's forthcoming release, which I suspect you'll be able to get tonight at Sogspace. It's a physical thing.
Yep. We still have CDs. I know they're on their way out. We certainly printed fewer CDs this time around, so I don't know. Maybe that'll make them more scarce. Raise the price. I don't know.
there's another issue of what how to navigate this. We have this very expensive CD duplicator here at SLB, which is more than paid for itself over the years, but we certainly don't make as many CDs as we used to.
No, and they just don't sell. They just do not sell like they used to, and that's okay. You know, I'm fine with digital. I love vinyl. I'm not ready to print a lot of vinyl. Well, and it was near impossible to print vinyl anyway on any kind of reasonable schedule.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, vinyl, last I checked, the total units of vinyl exceeded CD sales.
Yep, they did.
In the past few years. And I've been looking for a steampunk or maker vinyl lathe just to have some fun. And they're hard to find.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad.
I'm going to plug the place where I work right now, actually. I work at the College of St. Rose. And among the many things we do in the music industry program there, we have he's a Les Paul expert, but he's also an analog production expert. Hmm. And we have everything you might want to imagine from every era of analog recording, including, you know, the students cut their own records, and just so many reel-to-reel, originals that, you know, were messed with, like Les Paul did, to, like, adjust and do all this sound-on-sound stuff. My colleague the other day, it was so cool. We had a big Les Paul week, and he literally, with student collaborators, did that sound-on-sound thing that Les Paul invented, where you record on one disc, play that, record on top of that, and just bounce it back and forth. Like, it was like a live demonstration. It was amazing. Anyway, I work at this really great music industry program, undergraduate program, that has so much cool stuff going on. So I will put you in touch with him.
I would love to do that. And the sound-on-sound stuff I did back when it was what you did. I was in D.C. a couple months ago, and there in the 40s, there were these booths you could walk in and make an acetate record. And I went to a record store solely because I knew they had one of those booths. And
I heard a rumor they did that at Jerry's. I don't know how many years back, but I never.
Boy.
Did they do that?
If they did, I
would be very mad to have missed it. But
we're talking about Jerry Weber's. I miss Jerry, the late Jerry Weber's record store, which still exists, Jerry's Records. You both will know, and as you're listening, I hope you'll feel like you're in this conversation. I went to this record store in D.C. called Birdland, mostly to see this device whose name I can't remember, but it's like a phone booth you walk into. But as soon as I walked in there, it was on my way to the airport to come back. I said, "Do you mind if I stash my suitcase somewhere? Because I want to look around and look at your records." He says, "Oh, where are you from?" And I said, "Pittsburgh." The first thing this guy said was, "Jerry Weber, Jerry's Records." I mean, we reminisced about Jerry.
Oh, my God. Every time my dad came to town, he had a ball there, you know, and he would chat it up with Jerry, and we'd look at all the old turntables, too. My dad's kind of an audiophile. And Jerry and he had a lot in common with some, like, you know, 60s folk harmony groups that they liked. I have to say something, like, not related, just for one second, just because I'm going to forget if I don't. I want to do a shout out to two of my students, actually, who are from Pittsburgh at the College of St. Rose. Sid Quigley, if you're out there spending the summer at home, hello. And I can't wait to see you again. And Brendan Beaver, I hope you're doing well out there, too. He's a graduate, so.
You can text us and say hi back.
Yeah, please.
412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Brian, do you have any shout-outs? We should give you equal time. Brian Joker is here representing Songspace.
Oh, man, I don't think I have any particular shout-outs. I will say that as any concert series like this, it depends so much on the volunteers. And I just want to shout out to the Songspace volunteers. Irma Tani, who runs the front of the house, and Paul Cunningham actually is going to be running the audio for tonight. So
nice.
It's going to be really great.
Excellent. And that show is at 7:30, the Early Maze, Old Whitetail First. Let's have you play another song if you would like. We're going to actually bring out the guitar here. It looks like a parlor.
It's called a baby.
This
is a Collings baby. Yeah. Okay.
It's a smaller guitar is what I was saying, just so you can visualize it.
Trail to where my thoughts begin, my words like branches broken from all the years they lay unspoken, lay unspoken. You never held me in. I was always saint or sinner. Don't head upstream, I'm waiting down the river, down the river. I head no
Emily Pinkerton, is that one yours?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could tell. That's one heck of a song.
Oh, geez, thank you.
When did you write that?
That's from the second album, so that would have come out in 2014.
That's a great song. Did you include lyrics in the packaged CD?
Yes. Yeah, we always have lyrics in the CDs.
I'm glad you did. We were just talking about that last week with Alyssa Hanke, who did the same thing. I'm glad it's catching on. Some people don't do it. They figure out who wants it. But I think it's really important.
A lot more people than you think do want it, you know?
Definitely. And I probably mentioned this last week. I can't remember. I know I was thinking of it. Ricky and I had about an hour-long drive the other day, and we just needed something to listen to. So we put on Band on the Run by Paul McCartney and Wings. And, you know, astonishingly, we knew every word to every song. I mean, perfectly.
Yeah.
But it was because we both stared at the liner lyrics and, like, read them as we listened. And it's just good to soak in the words that way.
Yeah.
Multiple times. Emily is, you know, performing tonight with the Early Maze. Are you going to be elsewhere performing? We mentioned in August you'll be on Mountain Stage.
Yeah, Mountain Stage. The God's honest truth is, after that, I don't know. Life is so strange. Like, we put a lot of effort into organizing a Midwest tour that was in March or April. April. It was April of, help me with time now. When did COVID start?
2020.
Yeah, and so that
Friday
just...
Friday the 13th was,
you know, everything
day.
Just, everything was canceled. Our Songs-Based Concert that year was canceled. So it's like, I think we're at this point where it's like, it's, you know, it's a lot of effort to book a string of shows. And so we're measuring each step individually.
I think that's it's so interesting how we've adapted or haven't adapted. I was looking at something. It doesn't even matter what it was. It might have been an email I wrote. I can't remember the specifics, but I was thinking, boy, this is weird. I wonder why I wrote this way. And it was like March 20th of 2020. And I was being very tentative because I didn't know what to say. How soon things were going to be. And I remember Friday the 13th was the day.
Was that
Of that year. I'm sure Brian remembers because you probably would have been on campus at CMU.
Yeah, absolutely. We went from teaching face-to-face to teaching on Zoom within a week, basically. Yeah. And I'm sure Emily had the same experience.
Yeah.
And just like Emily was saying about the Early Maze, we canceled at least two concerts that spring because of COVID. Yeah.
I remember we started experimenting here with and we've gotten much better at it, but with techniques to bring bands in really good, like, better than Zoom type quality for the radio. And we learned that radio is essential.
Absolutely.
The state has actually sanctioned radio as an essential. We were coming into the building, all alone, essential. Ricky and I were not, if we didn't give each other COVID at home, we weren't going to give it to each other here. I want to take advantage of you being here live, but we can play one more.
Yeah.
Maybe probably have time for at least one of each.
Sounds good.
Would you like to play another one?
Sure. I'm just trying to decide which one. Maybe I'll do this one. These are all oldies and goodies. Nothing from like the last album. This is two albums ago.
That's great to hear regardless.
Yeah, this is called Everything.
Love me just a little bit more. Give me just a little more time to give you what you're asking for, to lose a little bit of what's mine. She's already in my heart. I see her even though she's small. One among a million stars, waiting for her turn to fall. Oh. watching from a lonely cloud, waiting for a gentle wind to pick him up and set him down. Just a little more time to give you what you're asking for, to lose a little bit of what's mine. Oh, 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 oh. You are always in my heart, and you know that I'm in yours. Something tells me we
these songs last and last. It's just a beautiful song. I saw Brian get a big smile on his face when you chose that one to play. Are you writing much now?
I'm writing a lot. Last year I was able to go away for a couple weeks to this place called Arts, Letters, and Numbers, you know, an artist residency, and I didn't know what I was going to do, but I was so excited. I'd never done that before, just go away to write.
Where was it?
That's in Averill Park, New York. It's not far from Albany.
I get the arts and letters. Where did the numbers come in?
The guy who founded it is an architect. I think that might
okay.
help. But at any rate, they have this big grand piano, not baby grand. What do you call that? Concert grand piano in the living room of this old house where you stayed. And I got to claim the living room as my studio. So
wow.
I didn't go there planning to write a bunch of piano songs, but I just sat at the piano every day, just going nuts. And there's something so beautiful about having 2 weeks to do nothing else but write. I got to do it again soon. It's been too long already because, like, I just felt no pressure to rush. And I felt so accepting of every idea that came to my head. I would just go, doodly-doot. I'm like, oh, that's nice. Versus, like, sometimes when you're pressed, like, I got an hour to try to create something, you're like, no, that's simple. That's this. That's whatever. So it was – I had not experienced that before. And I'm like, why did it take this many decades
yeah.
for me to write like that, you know?
And you probably needed some time to decompress initially, I would think.
Yeah.
And that's nice. I hope you get a chance to do that again.
Yeah, songwriters, hear me now, believe me later. No, just like go away, go away. Give yourself at least a week of nothing, 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 nothing.
Nothing is nice.
Yeah.
I like nothing.
Nothing
but I
is
a,
very good.
But I get a chance to. Let's listen to another song from the Early Maze album that comes out tonight officially, Prettiest Blue. And, there's an old chestnut on here. Bearing
you
me
do it? Yeah.
Beneath.
Yeah.
Unless you had another one.
No, like how many more can we do? If we can only do one, I would do My Home's Across the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Let's do that. We'll try to do both. Now, we played this one a little earlier, but it was, I'm going to check. Oh, we played this at 6:15. So I think it's worth a repeat play.
Yeah.
My Home's, it's fine. This is the one I wanted to play more than anything. And I've learned that not to delay. That's why I played it first. I said, I don't want to not play this song. So here is, again, My Home's Across the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Thank you.
The galloping of the strings there. And that's from the early Mays album, which is called Prettiest Blue. And Emily, it's been wonderful. There's even more I would love to talk to you about. We'll catch up. It's been too long, but we'll have to keep clinging to you. I'm sure you're back from Albany every now and then. When you are, let us know.
I'll be back in August again. I come to Pittsburgh every chance I get.
Excellent. It shows tonight, Song Space at First Unitarian Church. It's uusongspace.com is the website. Brian, thank you for hanging out with us today.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
Yeah, Brian Junker coordinates the series along with a whole bunch of other volunteers putting it together. We're going to let Emily, play us out. I'm going to just quickly thank our other guests from this morning as she thinks about what she's going to play. Morgan Hawkins from Renaissance City Choir was here. Carrie Lowry from Bridgeville Library and South Fayette Township Library. Thanks to Chad Green for a great mix, too.
Okay, this is another one. I wasn't sure if I was going to do this, but I think it's the perfect one. And it's a perfect chance for me to say, you know, it's been 10 years, 10 amazing years. And there's so many people that I am grateful for in that who have made the Mays the Mays, from Judith Avers and Frances Southwick to Rachel Eddy to, oh my God, Jason Raflack. He's, you know, an angel descended from above. He's just wonderful. Nicole Myers, Ellen Goshen, all our friends and family, Brian and everybody at Songspace, and are the people who have just supported us at First Unitarian. The list could go on and on, but thank you. And fittingly, here comes a song from another person we're grateful for, Brad Yoder.
Do it again.
Okay, this is another one. I wasn't sure if I was going to do this, but I think it's the perfect one. And it's a perfect chance for me to say, you know, it's been 10 years, 10 amazing years. And there's so many people that I am grateful for in that who have made the maze, from Judith Avers and Frances Southwick to Rachel Eddy to, oh my God, Jason Raffleck. He's, you know, an angel descended from above. He's just wonderful. Nicole Myers, Ellen Goshen, all our friends and family, Brian and everybody at Songspace, and are the people who have just supported us at First Unitarian. The list could go on and on, but thank you. And fittingly, here comes a song from another person we're grateful for, Brad Yoder.
Broadcasting from one side of Lyle Boulevard to the other and worldwide at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio McKeesport. It is 12:01.
Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night.
Help, 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 help
Rhonda. Help me, help me, help me. The Beach Boys getting us started here on Radio 9 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio. Rock and roll! Well, good afternoon, sports fans. Desire your deacon of doo-wop, your salt in the swing, your cum loudly graduate of the Chedwick Institute of Group for Ecology, Jay Thurber at 1204. Much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up until that 3 o'clock hour, and the full-time request line is open at 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Sunny and hot this afternoon with a high near 90, cloudy overnight with a low of 69. Chance of showers on Sunday, maybe with a thunderstorm at a high of 89. 84 right now. We'll check your full-time forecast in just about 15 minutes.
It's a solid summer weekend.